my shoes are occasionally comfortable. Stomach no longer sinks past ribs. Car is finally reliable enough to get me from A to an ever-waiting B. Thesauruses are still making poets genuine. Dictionaries still show cockiness and confidence as having two separate definitions. Keep learning. Keep moving. This month, I paid all my bills. Next month, I will pay all my bills. Income is steady. Girlfriends are not. I've played dad, remastered son, still learning brother, but can't seem to get the pitch right, and someone, somewhere, is let down and alone again. Someone, somewhere, is trying something new. It's working. Someone, somewhere, is doing the same old thing, and it's not. The fridge has more beer, less beer, and more food. Sets across the board have finally redeemed themselves. Chads are still working on it. Kylie's wake up every day in complete awe. See the world as a surprise party thrown in their honor. Lauren is smiling. Cody is shining. Always reminds me every day to stop running to or from and start running for. Fistfuls of Ambien are being swallowed by toilets instead of loved ones. The kids we teach are listening. The kids we teach are asking questions. The kids we teach are believing in themselves. Brady is dreaming and lying and believing it. Sarah can't even get the first part right. Forgetting that dreams manifest only as a result of our creating them. Lorna is compensating and never compromising. Allowing life to never be summed up in a nutshell. These chains are only as strong as we give them permission to be. If death and taxes are life's only two certainties, something is going horribly wrong. Everything, life, will always be controlled by the ones living it. Everything else is just the product of your reaction to it. Living with doors as open as arms, never letting the sun be the brightest shining being. Power through with gratuity in your stride, because life is only fulfilled when lived. A reaction which has already begun, and this soul is far too nova to be